Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. All right. So this time last year was a really big deal. Anybody remember why? 500th anniversary of the Reformation, right? It was on October 31st, 1517, that Martin Luther posted those famous 95 theses. So last year, there was a big focus on the Reformation. The media was covering all things Lutheran. There were documentaries and movies about Luther's life. People wanted to know what Lutherans believed, that kind of thing. But this year, for Reformation 501, not so much. Right? Reformation doesn't seem as important this year as it did last year. And let's be honest, even though we know it's supposed to be important every year, sometimes it just doesn't seem that important. Even for us. Sometimes we just don't really care about church history or what Martin Luther said or what an indulgence is. Some of us who are church geeks might be into that sort of thing, but on a day-to-day basis, I don't think most of us spend much time thinking about the Reformation. Right? The only reason we're thinking about it today is because it's Reformation Sunday. We're kind of forced to think about it. But generally, though, it doesn't seem all that important to us. We know it's supposed to be, but it's just not. But it's for that very reason that I think this day and this gospel reading are very timely for us. First, let's look at the gospel reading again. It begins like this. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Now, we're all familiar with that last part. Right? You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's so common that it's become cliche. But we need to pay attention to the first part, too. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him. So these were Jews who had some kind of connection to Jesus. But notice their reply to him. They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" So they have a connection to Jesus, but they identify more with Abraham. They see themselves more as children of the covenant than as followers of Jesus. And they certainly don't see themselves as slaves. So here they are, people who are curious about Jesus, who will still talk to him, who still want a little connection to him, but he is not where they find their identity. Their identity is found in the familiar tradition of Abraham. And quite often, we're right there with them. We're curious about Jesus. We'll come to worship on Sunday mornings. We'll pray before meals. We might even have a Bible app on our phones, which we rarely use. We want some kind of connection to Jesus, but we don't really see our identity connected to him. That's why quite often the Reformation just doesn't mean much to us. Like those Jews who believed in Jesus, we're more focused on finding our identity apart from him. It's sad, but it's true. Right? We think more about being parents and spouses and friends and neighbors and employees and bosses than we think about being disciples of Jesus. And sure, we can be Christian and all those other things too. Right? We can live out our discipleship in those areas of our daily lives. But when push comes to shove, if somebody asked you, who are you? I don't think our first answer would be, I'm a Christian. Yeah, it's in there somewhere, but it's probably not what we identify with first. And so this gospel reading and this day are really about identity. Who are we? Right? It's not that we don't love Jesus. We do. We want to be connected to him, just like those in the gospel reading. But also like them, we know that it's very risky and dangerous to say that our identity is with him. Because that changes things. Right, think about the original audience of this gospel. About 70 years or so after Jesus died, there was a community of Jews who were proclaiming that Jesus was the Messiah. Right, the audience of this gospel. They were saying that their identity was with him, not with Abraham. But because of that, they had been kicked out of the synagogue. And that was a big risk on their part. That was the familiar life they knew, and now it was gone. And we even hear in the very next chapter about some people who weren't willing to take that risk. Because, quote, they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Right? There it is. Right there in Scripture. And in the same way, think about Luther's own life. Right? He had been trained as an Augustinian monk. He was a respected teacher and scholar at one of the top theological schools in Germany. Mother Church had nurtured him and raised him. But then he went and posted those 95 theses. 95 reasons why the sale of indulgences was wrong. He spoke out for God's grace, and then the church that had nurtured him excommunicated. They kicked him out. It's almost like the child told the parent what they were doing was wrong, and the parent kicked the kid out of the house. Kind of like saying, when you become a parent, you can raise your kids how you want. But I'm the parent, you're the kid. So if you live under my roof, you'll abide by my rules. Well, Luther didn't abide by the rules, so they kicked him out. Speaking out and breaking away is dangerous. So where does our identity lie? Although we know we're supposed to say it lies with Jesus, I'm not sure we're willing to take that risk in how we live. But on the other hand, what happens when our familiar and comfortable things change and it wasn't our doing? What happens when our relationships fall apart or we leave a job? What happens when no one remembers your accomplishments? What happens to our identity when we're kicked out from those things that used to give us comfort? Right, whether we want it to or not, life changes. And when it does, we see that despite what we think, we really are slaves. We have devoted ourselves to serving the masters of routine and status quo. We have given our lives over to those things that can't really give us life. Why? Because we don't like change. We want things to stay comfortable and unchallenging just so we can go on with our lives. But the thing about slaves is that they're only as good as what they can do. Maybe that relationship fell apart because that other person got all that they wanted out of you. Perhaps you were fired or retired because the job took all they wanted from you. Perhaps no one cares about your accomplishments because they only care that you did the job for them. That's the life of a slave. The life of someone in the household, though, is different. You belong. You are included. You are part of the family. And you are defined not by what you do, but by whose you are. And that's why Jesus, the Son, has come to set us free. Even when we don't pay much attention to Jesus, Jesus still pays attention to us. As Luther wrote in his explanation of the second article of the Creed, "I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned human being. He has purchased and freed me from all sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. He has done all this in order that I may belong to him." Jesus changes things. He reforms things. Jesus changes us. He reforms us. That's what Reformation is about. And that's why, as Luther said, the church should always be reformed. Because we always need the reminder of that promise. And that's why every time we gather together on Sunday morning, we begin by admitting that we are captive to sin and cannot save ourselves. We admit that we are slaves. We admit that we have tried to find our identity elsewhere. But then we also hear, in the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. Every week, we need that reminder that we belong to him. Every week, we need to be reformed. Every week, we need to be reborn. And for many of us, we need that reminder even more frequently than once a week. But that's the promise of this gospel and of the Reformation. That we are not who we once were. We are not slaves to sin, but rather children of God. Our identity is not found in those things that fade away, like relationships or jobs or accomplishments, but rather our identity is found in Christ, who not even death can destroy. And yes, that can be a big change for us. But sometimes the big change is really worth it. Like when you're moving from sin to grace, from slavery to freedom, from death to life. That is good news that's worth taking a risk to tell. 501 years ago, today, and forever. And so in the name of the one who sets us slaves free, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.